Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around the block. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Here I am sitting in old Hong Kong, the harbor and the light. They're like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of lonely, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering you see. And though it isn't easy, it's still as simple as you and me. And you know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours.
Everyone, welcome to our Sunday night prayer circle. This is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages. I have Amelia Palumbo on the line with me. I want to welcome everyone here. I'm so glad to see that people really are caring enough to spend their time and energy to come pray with one another. So how are you, Amelia?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good. Do we have anybody in chat yet?
We have a couple folks in chat, and someone just called in to join us.
We can bring Jackie on. Hi, everyone in chat. Just don't be shy. If you have any prayer requests, just let Amelia know. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help each other. So there's no right or wrong here. Pray about anything. I don't care what it is. So how's Jackie? How you doing, Jackie?
Hi, Pat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, honey?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we missed you.
Hi.
Like I told you
Hi,
earlier.
Hi, Amelia.
How are you, dear heart? We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. I actually was listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I started thinking about you guys, and I said, I have to call.
Right. Well, I want everyone to realize and to understand that you don't have to, I told you this earlier, you don't have to stay on the show, you don't have to be on here for the whole hour and a half. People come and go. People will come in, pray, they hang up, and then they call back and pray again, they hang up. Or they just have one prayer, and that's it, and they're gone. So there's no right or wrong. Don't feel guilty or don't feel obligated. You know, that's perfectly fine. If you just have a prayer, go for it. So anyway, I tell you what, Amelia, I'm going to kick off with you. What kind of prayer do you have tonight?
I've got a number of prayers tonight. My first prayer would be a prayer of thanks, just a prayer of thanks for this life and for all the love that this life has been filled with. There are many people that have come and gone in my life, as I'm sure they have in most other people's lives. And I've learned a lot of things, and I've grown, and I'm just truly grateful for just having this life and all the love that has been filled in this life. So if you can join me in that prayer of thanks, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Well, thank you. What about
thank
you,
Ms. I have a few prayers. I guess one would be just for peace in my life and my family and, you know, to clear blockages, you know, just clear the air, clear the blockages, you know, just to have some clear thought on things and, you know, clear up any blockages in my path. That's basically it. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Well, you know, when you feel the prayers over, when you feel the energy start to wane, just say thank you, and then we'll go on.
Okay.
I don't like to be the one stopping people's prayers, you know what I mean? So I'm just reminding you that whenever you feel the energy starts to slow down, just because you can feel the energy, at least I can. When we're praying, I can feel the energy. So anyway. Okay, we're going to pray for you now.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, everyone.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for our Earth. Electromagnetic shield, you know, anybody that knows me, excuse me. We've got cedar blooming. There's two things I'm allergic to. It's cedar and mold. And I never was allergic to cedar until I moved to Oklahoma. So it's got me going here, even with my Claritin. So forgive me for the coughing. But anyone who knows me knows what a science geek I've always been my whole life. And there's a site on YouTube called BP, like Billy Penn, that's my dad's name, BP Earthwatch. And the guy's a scientist. He's a true intellect. He's from Mississippi. He's got a southern accent. But he's very knowledgeable about anything going on with the planet Earth, the solar system. And so he gives updates on the energy that's hitting the Earth, whether it's solar energy or cosmic energy or radiation or whatever. And so he's been talking about how the shields to the Earth are down. You know, they've been damaged and they're down. And so the Earth has excessive radiation pouring into it right now. So people with chronic diseases and illnesses, we're really feeling it. So I'm just want to pray, please, that we can visualize the whole entire Earth is surrounded with this brilliant white light that is diamond hard, that nothing can penetrate it but the good from God, that nothing can come through that shield but what is going to be helpful to all the planets, Earth, all the inhabitants of the planet. So please help me visualize that we're putting this beautiful white light, this iridescent, pearlescent, shimmery, beautiful, diamond-hard white light around our planet so that it can't be harmed. So thank you. Let me heal those shields. Thank you all so much. And during the daytime when you're brushing your teeth or driving your car or sitting at your desk or at the computer, just if it comes to your mind and heart, just take 30 seconds to do that. And pass it along to your friends who are open to that thought, because it can't do anything but help. And it helps everyone on the planet, because think about it. If this radiation is affecting the air and the water and the earth and the soil, it affects the plants, the animals that eat the plants, and then people who eat those animals. You know, I don't mean to be graphic, but we're eating a salad. Yeah. You know, if you're eating green beans from a can that have, you know, a year from now have this radiation, it's just not healthy. So pass it on to all your friends. They can go to BP Earth Watch to make sure I'm not sitting here with a tinfoil hat on being a crazy person. They can see for themselves. And I would appreciate it. Anytime it comes to your mind, just pray. Okay, Amelia.
Yes, I'd like to offer up a prayer for everyone that is experiencing grief right now, whether it be because of the passing from this life of a loved one, or a loss of a relationship, be it a friend or a significant other, and to ask that anyone that's feeling that or experiencing that know that they're not alone, that there are a lot of others that are sharing the same feelings, and that they feel loved and comfort, and they find some peace.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. You know, I say this all the time, but grief truly is the hardest emotion for humans to deal with. It's the most difficult thing that as a human being that we have to process. So there's no right or wrong. You know, psychiatrists, psychologists can make up their little 7 rules for grief and
right. How
to process it in the different stages, but everyone experiences it differently. And so there's no right or wrong. Some people lose their patience with people who grieve. But I'll tell you, you know, in my experience with grief is that when you experience a grief on a very deep level, your world's different. The next day when you wake up, you're different forever. When you really lose someone or something that you are so bonded with and love so much on a physical plane, your world has shifted. And so you can't expect it to go back to the way it was before. So it's an ongoing process of realizing that nothing lasts forever, nothing or no one lives forever, and that our world is different now and we have to adjust and find that peace and the balance with the adjustment of our life. But don't ever fool yourself or feel guilty or say, what's wrong with me? I can't get back to normal, because your normal is no longer normal when you experience grief at deep level. There's a saying that I read a long time ago. I always say this with people with grief because it's so profoundly true, especially for sensitive people, you know, people like, we're all empaths, but anyone who's really intuitive or very tuned into spirit, the saying is, someone must have loved fiercely to die from a broken heart, because there is a syndrome called dying heart syndrome, and people can literally die without a heart attack or a stroke or any kind of disease. You can die from a broken heart. That's your spiritual heart. That's your emotional spiritual heart that is so shattered, you actually leave the body. So it's a real thing. You know, there's people who die and there's nothing wrong with them, and they've died of a broken heart. So we all process it differently. Don't beat yourself up about it, but don't ever think that your life's going to be the same. Just realize it won't. Okay, Jackie?
You just hit it on the nail. I would like to ask everyone to pray for my broken heart. in many areas of my life, I feel out of body, so to speak. I don't want to sound all weird and crazy, but I haven't been myself for over a year or two. I just feel very disconnected with life, with everything, you know.
Right.
Just not focused.
Can I share just a little bit, or do you want to share?
I'll
use myself as an example. I know you very well, okay? I don't want to talk about your business if you don't want to. I had a concussion 19 years ago. I used to have what's called an eidetic memory. I remembered everything everyone ever said, everything I've ever read. I could tell you the time of day that I had a conversation, what the weather was outside, what I was wearing, what they were wearing. I could quote a conversation. And my horse hit me in the left temporal and left frontal lobes and created such a concussion that it completely obliterated my short-term memory. I could not add 1 + 1 for almost 4 years. I could do zero math. I couldn't remember my phone number. I didn't have enough memory to be able to remember 7 numbers. So we're talking someone who had a photographic eidetic memory to someone who could not remember whether when I shut the door, did I lock it before I shut it? I couldn't remember. So there is a disconnect. That's a form of grief. I grieve still after 20 years. I grieve the me that I was before. I don't grieve it like I used to because I've had to realize I had to let go of the grief of who I used to be and deal with what I am now. And so I'll pray for you for that, Jackie, because I understand. It does leave you feeling disconnected,
yeah.
Leaves you feeling apathetic.
It's from the injuries, yeah. It's from all the injuries.
You're not imagining it. It's real, real thing.
Okay, and then I just got a termination letter from my job that I was there for 10 years. So I lost everything, my pension, everything there. So I lost my health, and I feel very lost. I'm trying to, you know, be positive, but it's very hard, you know. So I kind of just block everything out. I'm not really alive, so I thank you for whatever prayers you could send me.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Just pray for her. I know she won't mind. Anytime if you're out driving around doing your chores and Jackie comes to your mind, pray for her. There's a lady named that called in a couple months ago, and we can't get her out of our mind. You know, she's only called the one time, but she did not have a home. She was sleeping in her car, and it made such an impact on quite a few of us that I pray for this Lena lady every day. She's never called back. But she's in my thought and prayers every single day. So, okay, thank you for that.
I just wanted to say something also. I would like the group to pray for Amelia and Patty, both of them, for, you know, just wishing them much love and peace and prosperity in their lives. I don't know Amelia's situation. I do know some of Pat's, and I really want everyone to pray for her with what she's going through. As well, I'm not going to say anything personal, but just pray for her prosperity, please, and her health.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean that. And Amelia too. You're very sweet. I don't know you, but you're just so sweet on the phone, and you just make everyone feel wonderful. You know, feel so welcome, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I can feel the love coming from everybody, and I just try and give what everybody's sending out back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. That's so sweet of you. Thank you. Anybody in chat have a prayer request, Amelia?
I requested nothing right this minute.
Okay, well, just shout it out when you get one.
If you want to private message me in chat, I'll be more than happy to offer the prayer for you.
Okay. I'd like to pray for all of our veterans and all of our soldiers, our first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMTs. These truly are the heroes of the world. These people will take a bullet for you. They will run into a burning building to save you. They'll pull you out of a car. They'll do CPR, and they don't even know your name. These are true angels on the planet. They've gotten such a bad rap the last few years, and that's so unfair. Because most of them, they don't go. There are some that go into it for ego, but my gosh, I went to nursing school. My roommate went to. She was going to become a nurse because she wanted to marry a doctor. Her whole goal to go to nursing school is to meet a rich doctor. Well, she flunked out the first semester. But I'm just saying, there's people like that everywhere, okay, in every profession. They have an agenda that's not coming from the heart. But I would say 95% of first responders are doing it because they love humanity and they want to help. They want to help their fellow humans. So, yeah, she would get up and put her – she would wake me up. Now, everybody who knows me, I'm not a morning person, okay, but we had to be in nursing school. I lived in a dorm. We had to actually be there on the job ready to go at 6:45 every morning because the 7 to 3 shift, back in those days, you had to have – you know, you had to be there like 6:30, 6:45 to hear the nurses give their account for what all is going on with the patients during the night. So I'd have to get up. I'd push it, boy, because I'm a low-profile woman. I'm a low-maintenance girl. I'd pull that hair back in a ponytail, brush my teeth, slap on some makeup, and I was out. Well, this girl, oh, no. Now, me, I could get up at 6 o'clock, and I could be where I need to be by 6:30. That's including driving time, okay? Not this chick. She'd wake me up at 4 o'clock with the hair dryer and the curlers and the mascara and all the makeup and the fingernails and the whole bit. It took her like 2 hours to groom herself to go catch this rich doctor that she never caught. So it takes all kinds. All right, so I'd like to pray for all of our first responders, please.
I thought you were going to pray for her.
Yeah, let's throw her in. I don't even remember her name. Sheila. Her name was Sheila. Let's play for Sheila. Maybe she got her doctor. Okay. Thank you all so much. Yeah, keep in mind about Sheila, that was back in the 70s. That was when the big hair was coming in. She had like 3 cans of hairspray she went through a week. So you can imagine what I was breathing and what I was – her hair was bigger than both of our heads put together. So, okay.
There's an old Sheila song. I can't remember, but there was a song, something about Sheila.
Yeah, that was – yeah, I know who you're talking about.
It was Tommy Rowe, Sweet Little Sheila.
Well, we were opposites when it came to roommates, I'll tell you. And then she would call me, oh, I can't do this patient. They're disgusting. You know, she would, like, get grossed out with the patients. I'm like, oh, my God, what kind of roommate do I have? Okay, Amelia, go for it.
I'd like to offer up a prayer for all the children on the planet. There are so many of them that are feeling lost and very alone now. There's some that don't know peace in their life because they're growing up in the middle of a war zone. There are some that don't know peace because they were growing up in a household or in a foster home where there isn't unconditional love or they're being abused. And my request is that they be protected and that the light shine on them and somehow, somewhere, let them know that they are all loved. They're such special, pure spirits, and sometimes we as the older elders, they don't recognize all the beautiful things that they have to share with us and protect them and offer them guidance and encouragement. So if you can join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Jackie?
Thank you. Can I pass for a second?
Sure. I just want everybody to know the battery on my phone has just started beeping, so if all of a sudden I'm not there, y'all just continue without me. I'll have to go to the other room and get another phone. The battery just started beeping. Hopefully it'll last the rest of the prayer, but we'll see. I'd like to pray for my sister Polly. She's such a funny, dear, sweet, kind person. She's got a lot on her plate right now. She's very busy. She's you know, in her 50s, her health, she's got asthma and she smokes. I wish she quit smoking, but she's still smoking. But I just want to pray for my sister that we give her peace and healing and help her keep her sense of humor and help her to keep her balance. She's just juggling so many things right now. She's under a lot of pressure, so thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I have a prayer from Iris, who's in chat. And, yes, she's on the radio, but she's not in chat, Iris. She's here with us. Iris is experiencing a problem. And she said she's infested with spiders, and they're biting me when she is sleeping, and they're getting into her hair and throat. More yellings also. So I would like to ask for a prayer for Iris for healing and for protection, and that the energy that she holds inside of her, okay, and the love of God will keep her protected. So if you could join me in that prayer, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer, and thank you, Iris, for asking for the prayer, okay? You're not alone, kiddo, and you got to know that people are praying for you, and things are going to be okay. Thank you so much. Patty there? And you know what Pat, excuse me, had said to me earlier, she was having some problems with her handheld phone, so she may be in the midst of going to get the other phone from the charger. So, Jackie, if you want to go ahead with your next prayer.
Okay. I would ask for not just myself, but everyone to increase their faith, you know, their faith in God, and for all of us to be shielded from, you know, outside negative influences, but always to remember to keep our faith. And you know, if we're all together as a group, just to make that, like, really powerful, you know, to keep that protection up and know that, you know, God is always there, because sometimes, you know, we all, you know, forget and we get sad and things happen, but just to try to be positive and just to be very prayerful and keep faith as a number one thing in our lives, not just my own, but everyone's life.
It's a beautiful prayer.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that. That was a beautiful prayer, and it's one that a lot of folks need to be reminded of these days, because our faith is what's going to get us through, and the unconditional love that God has for us and the love that we have for each other. Does anyone in chat have any prayers that they want to offer up? I'm going to ask that question before I offer up my next prayer. We're waiting right now for Pat to call back in. Okay. I'd like to offer up a prayer for protection and for guidance. There is a lot of turmoil going on in the world today, whether it be from natural causes or man-made causes. So I would like to ask our Creator and our spirit guides and angels to help us through this difficult time and give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to help each other because it's needed. And without each other, we're not going to get through this. And we all have different opinions, but I think we need to be respectful to each other and listen as much as we speak and try and have a better understanding of where each other is coming from. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Prayer. Welcome back. It's Pat.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that. I guess when that phone starts beeping, it doesn't give me much time at all. Sorry about that. I couldn't help but laugh, guys. I have to say something so silly, but it's really funny. At Christmas, my sister every year sends me these crazy pajamas. Like year before last, she sent me this green and white. It's like a whole pantsuit. You get in it and you zip yourself up in it. And it's got a picture of a frog, and on the back, where your behind is, it's buttons that actually come open, like the old Long Johns, and it's got this big, huge, smiley face of a frog, okay? It's so silly. I love it. They're so warm. Last year, she and my mom sent me pajamas that you zip up in, and on the butt, this time, it was the big moose smiling at you. So this year, I know they're just so funny, you know? We've all got this warped sense of humor. So this year for Christmas, I get this package, and it's got this big brown furry thing, and I couldn't figure out what it was or what it was. It's Chewbacca. So I haven't worn it yet until tonight. Right before the show, my cat knocked over. I have a 30-ounce tumbler of Dr. Pepper and knocked it all over my bed. I was drenched and wet. Everything I had on was wet sheets, everything. And so it was right before the show, so I grabbed that Chewbacca outfit, which I haven't put on. It's this big brown furry costume with Chewbacca's face on it, and I just scared, I think two of my cats had a heart attack and my dog's still growling, so they thought I was some kind of big bear coming out of here. It was so funny.
Hilarious.
Oh, anyway, they're warm, that's all I can tell you. So where are we? What's going on here?
Those are the best. They have feet in them, too. There's feet. You have feet that you go right into.
Oh, it doesn't
also
have. No, but it's got Chewbacca's face on it. So I had two cats that just took off. I don't know if I'll ever see them again. Their hair was standing. They just flew out of here like, oh, my God.
Maybe they thought you were Sasquatch.
That's what I look like, this big brown furry thing on me. Anyway, whose turn is it for a prayer?
As I offered a prayer, and so did Jackie. I have a few prayers from chat. So
let's go ahead then. I'm trying to get back in on my computer.
Okay. Hadassah has requested prayers for his son, spouse, and family members. And he said, we all know that things are very volatile at this time. So if you could join me in a prayer.
What was his name? Hadassah. Okay.
And if you could offer me in a prayer for Hadassah and his family members, his sons and spouse, for protection and for peace and for healing. And I'd appreciate it if you could all join me in that prayer.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining me in that prayer.
I just heard a very clear message to say that everything's going to be okay. So I feel like they've got a lot of protection around them, and I just have a sense of relief about that prayer. So that just came through very loudly. I just share messages when I get them. So everything's going to be okay. Just let the fear go. It's all going to be okay. I'd like to offer a prayer, if you don't mind. I want to pray, please, for my mom. Her name's Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E. She's 80 years old. I'm in Arizona right now visiting with my brother. And I just want her to be happy. I just want my mother to have peace. I want her to have a good time and just be able to really relax and unwind. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. I sure appreciate it. Thank you. You said we had somebody else in chat?
Yes. And Iva's in chat, and Oksana, and she's requested prayers for herself, for Ilana, and Elvira. So if you could join me in prayers.
We're praying for Ilana and Elvira.
Elvira and Oksana.
Oksana.
Is herself, yes.
Okay. Just to make sure, you know, people just realize there's energy. I'm an energy reader, okay? I see people's energy. So just realize that there's energy attached to your name. So that just helps us it's kind of like a magnet. The vibration of your name helps me kind of track in and get this going. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. We have another caller.
Sorry. Let me click on. the caller from 780. Hello.
Evening, ladies.
Hey, who's this?
My call. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I'm glad to be here. Oh, well, what's your prayer? Let's.
Sure. My mom. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, my mother is actually in the hospital right now, and she's awaiting for day surgery. She's got a issue with her pancreas right now. There may be a tumor on it, so I'm going to scope and take a look at it. So I just feel that, I don't know, she may not have that much time on this earth right now. So I pray that her health is actually going to be getting better, and enjoy her moments on this earth right now, because that's all she has, present moment.
Okay, do you mind if we have either her initial or her first name?
Yeah, it's Yumi, Y-U-M-I-K-O, Yumiko.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Beautiful name.
Just when you feel the prayer's over, just let us know, and we'll go to another prayer. But give me I would like to add this to people. I've never said this out loud, but, you know, doing healing energy work, which we all do, we're all empaths, we're all healers, but when I'm really concentrating, at least give me 30 seconds if we're dealing with a physical issue on a person, before you cut the prayer off, because I want to make sure that healing energy really gets to that person the best that I can. So whenever we're talking about your mom, give me at least 30 seconds before you stop the prayer, if you don't mind. Because some
sure.
people are stopping the prayers like at 10 seconds, and I'm just getting started. So
okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad you called. Okay, Amelia. And I'm
Thanks.
Sure you don't mind if she comes to mind that we can pray for her, right? We have permission. Jay?
I'm just asking for a prayer, so I just didn't ask for her permission, so.
Okay. I always ask permission from their spirit guides if they're not present, and I feel like it's okay, but that's up to you.
Mm. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Amelia?
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to offer up a prayer. Dream Master is with us tonight in chat.
Hey.
Before, it was a prayer for protection and guidance for all of us, because we're going through a very volatile time on the earth. And he just added to that prayer that we try to do it without blame. You and I, Pat, talked about this many, many times. We're all responsible for our own thoughts, words, and actions, and as well as our reactions to others' thoughts, words, and actions. And it's very difficult, especially when there's the threat of personal harm to ourselves or to loved ones. But there really isn't one specific person to blame or one specific thing to to blame, that we all need to accept responsibility for how we walk through the lives, and all we can do is pray for others and hope that they see their own truth and that they see the light and that they can also walk through the life without blame. I think most of the times that's how wars start, besides all the other political and personal reasons why they start. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it. Let's all try to be a little less judgmental and have some compassion for what each person is going through in their own lives. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. I want to
welcome.
Add to that prayer with a prayer of my own. What I'd like to pray for is that, you know, coming to this planet, I say this all the time, we're teachers, we're students. We come here to teach what we already know. We come here to learn from others and each other and to help evolve our spirit and our soul to its highest potential. So spirituality of... I talked about this on the radio show Thursday night. Since the 70s, when the spiritual movement, the peace movement, people have subverted spirituality on many levels into making people believe that being a spiritual person means you're a passive person. Passivity has really invaded the teachings of a lot of people about spirituality. And that's not a total truth. Yes, you have compassion, you have respect, you have empathy, you're trying to help others. We understand the connection that we all have, but we also live on a planet that's a duality planet, hot, cold, good, bad, light, dark, good, evil, whatever. This planet is one of extremes, and we have to keep that balance and find the balance. As a spiritual person, passivity, and I used the example of Tibet last week, look what happened with the Buddhists with Tibet. You know, when you're passive, you're going to be invaded and taken over by people who are not passive, that are aggressive. So I'm going to pray that all the spiritual warriors that are on the planet, because there's millions of us that are spiritual warriors, that we will understand and overcome this fallacy about passivity. I'm not talking about being violent, but I'm talking about standing up and using your voice as a tool when you see that things are not right, that someone's doing harm to another or harm to themselves. Instead of turning the other cheek and walking away, you stand up for the rights of those who can't stand up for themselves. If that means an elderly person, a disabled person, an animal, a child, or someone who's too timid and too shy and too weak to stand up for themselves, that's what a spiritual warrior does. Warriors are peacemakers. Warriors are the peacekeepers. So I want to pray that people will realize we're at a place in our lives and our country and the world that you have a choice to make. You're either going to sit on the sidelines and you're going to watch this world fall. Because if America falls, the entire world is going to fall into darkness. And that's just the truth. So the time is now that we have to have courage and faith in our God and perseverance and know the truth and have the backbone and the will and the determination that we will stand up and speak out and we will no longer allow our society, our culture, and our world be... We will no longer allow ourselves to be victimized or abused by the dark forces of this planet. And that means taking an action. That means more than prayer. Prayers are great, but prayers aren't the end all. You have to have action with your prayers. So that's what I pray, that the spiritual warriors on the planet will have the courage, the wisdom of when to speak up, how to speak up in a productive way, not screaming and hollering and having violent episodes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with wisdom. Have the right words come to you at the right time with the right motives to help make changes on this planet for the better. So that's my prayer. Thank you. Thank you all so much. It's so important. Thank you. Okay, Jay, did you have another prayer?
No.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks so much, though. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Anyone in the chat, Amelia?
Checking that right now. Not right now.
There's so much going on this planet, and I say it all the time, we're responsible. The only thing we truly have control over on this planet are our own thoughts, words, and actions, and how we respond to situations. That's all we can truly can control. And so when you really think about the ripple effect, it's so important to realize that energy is never destroyed. Once you have a thought in your brain, you've created an energy pattern. And if you speak that idea through the spoken word, you have put a creation of energy out to the universe that will never be destroyed. So it's very important what we think and what we say and how we do it. You know, we can say the same exact phrase in a hurtful way or a helpful way, because we're either building something up or tearing something down on this planet. Now, a lot of times for there to be change for the better, we have to destroy the old ways that are harmful. So there is a lot of destruction. Whenever there's change, there's chaos, there's destruction, so that you can rebuild. And that's all normal. It's all perfectly normal to tear things down to build something better. That's perfectly normal. So we have to kind of keep the context of what's happening around the world, not try to take it very personally or get too emotionally attached to it, because it's kind of like out with the old and with the new. We have to get rid of old thought processes, old patterns of behavior, old government techniques, old political, social ideas that no longer fit a society that's blooming and growing and trying to move forward. I was talking about this last night. I can't remember if it was Amelia or I did a reading last night, but I was trying to say that, you know, people take an oath to stay married to someone through good times, bad times, health, wealth, sickness, illness, and people really took that oath to heart, but a lot of people were in a marriage that was miserable. You know, there was a physical abuse, a verbal, emotional abuse. There was, people gambled their money away or they cheated on their spouse, and people stuck it out because religion told them when you take this oath, that is what you do. Well, things are changing. You know, women are no longer tied to a man for financial security. Back in the old days, if you didn't have a husband, you starved to death if you had children. You know, you couldn't get a job and take care of children without a man around. It was really difficult. But times are changing now. So that, too, our societies and cultures are evolving. And so our thoughts and our ideas evolve and grow. And my point with saying that about marriage is that I consider that an attitude of peace at any price. There's many people who stay together for financial reasons. They've been married 30 years. They have pensions. They have equity in their homes. They have children, grandchildren. They don't want to split everything up and have to start over financially, but they can't stand one another. The energy in their home is so abhorrent that even a plant probably couldn't grow. But they stay together, peace at any price. And this is the new thing I want to start talking about. Peace at any price is deadly. Peace at any price will destroy your heart, mind, and your soul. Peace at any price is enslavement. And that's another one of these thought processes that we need to evolve out of, that peace at any price is a viable option to people's behavior and their choices. Because, sure, you can do it. You can stay together. It's your choice. But it's going to kill you, literally, one way or the other. So, anyway, Amelia, did you have another prayer?
Yeah, the Jay left this, and I really wanted to offer the prayer. Excuse me, before he left, we didn't pray for Annie. I'd like to offer a prayer for Jay. What he's going through right now is what many of us have gone through. It's his mom, and I can't think of a way to share some comfort. It's a heart-wrenching time to be in that position, when someone that you love has a serious medical condition and you know that they may be leaving you and the planet in a very short period of time. we talked about grief earlier, and I offered up a prayer for grief. I guess I'd just like to offer up a prayer for Jay, for some comfort, for some peace, and that he enjoy some of the love and the beautiful memories that he's had with his mom, with his family, and that bring him some comfort and peace at this time, and for him not to lose heart. Thank you all for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I'd like to put a prayer out for Christina that calls into the show a lot. She lost her brother Andy last week, and I really want to put prayers out for, it was a very sudden, unexpected loss. Once again, we're talking about grief, but I'd really like to put a prayer out there for Christina and her family. Thank you. Amelia, you have another prayer? I know it says we have a phone call on here. Another caller.
Okay, you have a call. Clicking on it right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is John, calling
hey, John.
In from New York.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we have here, just anything you want to pray about, we pray about. There's no right or wrong. If you just want to have a prayer request, then hang up. That's great. If you want to stay on and pray for everyone else, whatever makes you happy. What we do is I'm fixing to let Amelia do a prayer, so you'll kind of get a feel for it. We pray. She puts a prayer request out, and then we go quiet, and we pray for one another. When you feel the energy kind of wanes or when you feel the prayer's over, just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person. So I'm going to throw it to Amelia, and then we'll come to you, John, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I just want to offer up a prayer for everyone that's joined us tonight in the Prayer and Healing Circle. It helps so much to know that you're all out there, and I know we appreciate your prayers for us, and I know that you appreciate the prayers that we have for you. I'm just thankful for all of you that share this time with us on Sunday night and share your personal experiences and your personal thoughts and requests. I'd just like to offer and say thank you, and that's my prayer. It's a prayer of gratitude.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, John, do you have a prayer request?
Yeah. I want to pray for my best friend, Benjamin, who is going through some hard times. He's always been there for me, and, you know, I want to be there for him the best I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
thank you for joining me in this prayer.
You're welcome. You know, you're such a comfort to him. You really mean more to him than you realize, because you make him laugh. He really appreciates your personality. So.
Thank you.
That's funny. Okay. I'd like to pray, please, for we have a caller that calls in every week, and it's the first time she's not called in. Lisa, she's never missed an episode here, never missed a prayer circle. So I want to pray for Lisa. I want to pray for both of her sons, Tyler and Conrad, and for her significant other. And also, please pray prayers for Lisa for healing, because last week she was on antibiotics. She sounds like she had a really bad case of bronchitis. So if we could send some healing energy to Lisa for her health, and send love and protection for Tyler, Conrad, and for her boyfriend, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate that. Okay, Amelia?
It's just you and I, my friend, and those lovely people that are in chat. No one has a specific request right now for prayer. I think I would just like to offer up a prayer for people that are caregivers. And that encompasses a lot of things, whether you be a professional caregiver, a doctor or a nurse, or an attendant or a nurse's assistant, physical therapist, all the therapies, or a personal caregiver for a loved one or a friend that you either take and do first hands-on care with, or that you check in on with every day just to see that they're okay. And offer your help and assistance and your prayers. So it's a very takes a very special person to hang in there every day and do work and be there, whether it be with physical support or emotional support. It's a very compassionate thing to do, to take care of another human being. So I would just like to offer up a prayer for the caregivers and to say thank you to all of them and to ask for their protection, because it's very tiresome at times, and for them to not give up, to continue in their path, and ask God for his blessings on them. So if you can join me in that prayer, I'd appreciate it. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for Jackie. She's a lady that usually calls in. She's always praying for her children, her grown children, her grandchildren, her husband, and also her job's very stressful. She works, I think she's like a social worker that works with a lot of underadvantaged children. She always puts out prayers for the children and for her family. So I'd like to pray for her, the children that she works with, and all of her family. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was just switching back from
chat.
That's okay. So, see if there was anybody that had called in.
I'd like to pray for Anna too. She calls in quite frequently, and she's always worried about a job and her finances and her relationship. So I'd like to pray for Anna right now too, please. Thank you all. Okay, do you have anybody else, Amelia, that you'd like to pray for or anything else?
No, not right now. I'm really good. I'm very good right now.
Okay. I'd like to please pray for my youngest brother, Billy, or he goes by William, but I call him Billy. He's a lawyer. He has the case of his lifetime is coming up this coming week. Well, February 6th, whatever day that is. I think that's a week from Monday. But he's really running around like a crazy person right now. And so I want to pray that the case goes well, all works the way it's supposed to work, and the results are what he hopes for, that he can get the best for his client. It's a medical case, so he's really working hard to take care of his client. So if you could pray that justice comes out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all. My cat decided to pray too, I guess, out loud. If y'all can hear my cat. Started chirping. I would like to pray for myself. Just please, God has been so good to me and has shown me the way to take care of my situation I'm in. I just need a little bit more help from Spirit here to help me find the right person I need to talk to that's going to help me with my situation. I need some lights to be on this situation and to help guide me to find the right person that can help me. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Do you have anything, Amelia? Because I still got prayers to go here in my head.
I'm sorry?
I said I still have prayers in my head that I would like to pray for. Do you have anything?
Yeah, no. When you talked about Christina before, she always offers up a prayer for the animals, the four-legged creatures, who are the birds and the elementals of the earth. Their protection and for the gifts and blessings they bring to us in our everyday lives, they show us unconditional love. So I'd like to offer up a prayer on behalf of Christina, if she's not with us tonight, for all the creatures of the planet. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. We have another caller.
Yeah, let me get on that real quick. This caller is from area code 863. Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was trying to get logged in, but it was taking forever, so I thought I'll just call.
Oh. What's your first name?
My name is Julia.
Hey, Julia. Well, do you have a prayer request that you'd like to put out there?
Yeah. Just for myself, just trying to get clear about, you know, my life and where, you know, where I need to go from here and the strength and the fearlessness, I guess, because I keep kind of getting into my head and getting into fear and uncertainty, and kind of my mind just goes in circles talking me into doing something, then 5 minutes later out of some, you know,
Right. Totally
it's frustrating. So.
Well, we're going to pray. You feel the prayers over. If, you know, if it's 10 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever you feel, when you feel the prayers over, I'm just going to let you say thank you. I don't like to interrupt people's prayers by me saying, you know, the prayer's over. So if you want us to start praying for you now, or if you have something else you want to add, I'm just reminding you that you end the prayer. I'm going to let you do that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So I just want to say a little something about fear. I talk about this when I do readings for people. I've talked about it on the radio show. Fear is the number one problem that all human beings experience. It's part of our makeup. It's part of our DNA because we're part of the animal kingdom. We're Homo sapiens sapiens, and we do have an animalistic body. We have instincts, you know. When the hair stands up on your neck or you get butterflies in your stomach when there's danger around, that's our instincts kicking in to warn us, danger, danger. So fear is part of the way our brain is wired. But in reality, fear, it's an emotion, just like hate or love or anger or greed or happiness, compassion. It's an emotion. And so when you realize on a psychological level that fear is not real, it's a result of chemicals hitting your bloodstream, because of the brain's instincts for feeling anxiety or stress or danger. So danger is real. If you're fixing to be mugged, if someone's standing there with a knife at your throat, that's real. That's danger. But actual fear that we live with, you know, that we're worried about our bills or losing our home or our health or a family member or something like that, that's a choice. We choose if we're going to hold on to the emotion of fear. So when you realize that you absolutely have control over whether to allow fear in your life, it then becomes very easy to let it go. Otherwise, it can consume us and control us. But just realize fear is an emotion that you have total control over. You choose whether to feel fearful or not. And fear is the number one thing that stops us from moving forward. It robs us of our joy, our happiness, our health. It stops us from creating. It stops us from being courageous and trying new things for the first time. And so courage, to me, is the opposite of fear. And so we have a choice. If you're going to choose an emotion, are you going to choose fear or courage? And so just if you stop and think about it, look how old you are. You're still on the planet. You're still alive and breathing. So fear, all of a sudden, it becomes a tool that we can use it if we need it. If fear is going to make you run faster from a grizzly bear that's chasing you, well, get fearful and run fast. But if fear is something that's going to make your cortisol and adrenaline level so high that you get high blood pressure and you get GERD and you get acid reflux and ulcers and all of a sudden you're in the hospital, that's a different type of that's a different thing that we have to deal with and decide. Okay, am I going to let fear help me in a specific situation, or am I going to have it destroy me? So just realize that fear is a choice, and when you really start working on that concept that fear is a choice, you can't believe how free you will feel. It doesn't mean the issues or the problems go away, but all of a sudden you realize instead of having a situation that causes fear, that situation has a solution, because every problem that comes our way, there is a solution. And what happens when we get fearful or anxious or sad or depressed, We're blocking the creative flow to have the opportunity to find a solution to our problem. So I would say whenever you start to feel fearful, just stop, close your eyes, take 3 or 4 slow deep breaths through your mouth, and visualize you're bringing in cold, clear mountain air, because what that does, that slows your breathing down, it balances your chakras, and it puts your energy in balance to where you can make better choices, and the fear will then subside. So just realize whenever you start to feel fearful, stop. And don't allow yourself, you know, you choose, like, okay, I'm going to go down this path. I've been down it a million times. I'm going to go ahead and be afraid. I'm just going to go ahead and have the butterflies and get sick to my stomach and I'm worried. Yes, or you're going to say, you know what? I don't choose this anymore. I'm going to take the energy that I normally put into fear. I'm going to take that energy and find a solution to my problem. That's how we make changes. That's how we move forward, and that's how we help our soul to evolve. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, thank you so much, Julia. Amelia? Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you.
I just felt like I wanted to share that with you.
Yes, Jacques, who's in chat with us again, has requested a prayer for all the unrest to end. And I think that's an unspoken prayer that most of us share. So I'd like to offer up that prayer with just the expression that God also knows our thoughts and our wishes, and it's a time of a lot of disclosure right now, and it's bringing many people out of their comfort zones because there are many, many changes that need to take place on the planet, and that, again, we pray for guidance and for comfort and for the wisdom and the courage to see us all through these difficult times. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Sharp.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for protection also of our president and all his cabinets, all the people that he's chosen to work with him. And also I want to pray for the people who are out here telling the truth. You know, so many people that are telling the truth that's going to create and bring about the change that this planet needs so desperately. They're being ridiculed. They're being threatened. They're being intimidated. They're being bullied. They're having death threats against them because they're telling the truth. So that shows you this truly is a spiritual war between, I don't like to use the word evil, because to me evil is just an absence of light. Darkness is just an absence of light. But to be realistic, as a human being in a physical form, I do acknowledge that evil exists when it comes to the minds of and hearts of some people. They've chosen to live in the dark, and that to me, that's what it is. They're living in the dark. So people who are living in the light, there's this true spiritual battle. I want to ask for prayers for protection for Trump and Pence and all of their people. One thing you have to say about Trump, like him or not, he's fulfilling every promise, and how many politicians even fulfill one promise, much less one after the other after the other. So I want to ask for prayers for protection for them and for all the people, like the people in the media that are telling the truth. People who are standing up and saying, but what that person just said is those are not facts, that's a lie. I can't let that lie just sit there like that. They're lying. The press is not telling the truth. The media is lying. So for all the truth tellers, they all have YouTubes, they have videos, they have blogs, they have Facebook accounts, they're on social media. They're all out here trying to tell the truth. I want to put prayers of protection for all of them because many of them are being shut down. They're being censored. The darkness powers of the dark are trying to silence them so that the rest of us don't know the truth any longer. So this truly is a spiritual battle, and I'd ask for those prayers for protection for all these thousands and thousands of people around the world that are trying to bring the truth to us. Thank you. Wow, thank you. That there's so much. Hold on a minute. Just keep praying. There's so much energy pouring into me and all of us with this prayer. This is the most powerful prayer I've felt in a long time. I'm going to continue this energy. It's incredibly strong. I'm going to keep praying. There's like thousands and thousands of spirit beings just pouring energy into that prayer for people around the world. That it's making me almost dizzy. Goodness me. Never experienced this on the radio before. Forgive me. It's really made me lightheaded. Julia, do you have another prayer? I got to go balance myself here. Wow.
Julia's not. She's not on the phone anymore, Pat.
Oh, okay. We have another caller, though. We have someone else that needs to get a prayer in here. 263.
Not showing up on my switchboard.
First 863. Is that 863?
It's not showing up on my board. Do you want to click on it?
Yeah. Well, they just dropped off on my switchboard. We had an 863 number that just when I was talking about it, they dropped off. Okay, do you have a prayer, Amelia?
We have about 6 minutes left. I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I think we've had a lot of callers. The chat was very, very busy. And I'd say sending out a prayer to all of you, thanking you for joining us. And asking you if you're available and so inclined to join us again next Sunday night at 9:00 Central Standard Time. And just to wish you all some peace, to send you all some love, and to ask for protection for all of us. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I've got three prayers left. I want to please pray for my nephew Cameron. He's still waiting to get in the Army, and it's all because of his eyes. They're trying to get – he's got astigmatism. Excuse me. It's having to go to the Surgeon General or someone to get approval. He's on pins and needles. So, please, if we could pray for Cameron that he'll actually get in the in the Army, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I also want to pray for our Bottom Line Finders. They're a group of soldiers from Afghanistan that have come into the show off and on over the last few months. We haven't heard from them in a while. Maybe they're home. Maybe they're doing great. And I would just love for them to drop us a line just to know, tell us how they're doing. But I want to please pray for them because at one point we lost quite a few soldiers from that area. We lost like 10 in a week a few months back, and I just want to hear from them, and I just want to pray for them. So thank you. They're called the Bottom Line Finders. Thank you. I just want to put a prayer out there to all the people who have such physical pain every day. There's so many of us with so many of these autoimmune diseases now and for all different sorts of reasons. But the planet truly is experiencing such a shift. Our poles are shifting. The magma flow inside the center of the earth is the most active it's been in hundreds and hundreds of years. The earthquakes, the volcanoes, the cosmic energy and the radiation coming into the earth, the proton blast we just had a couple of weeks ago, all of this affects people on every level of your being, on your nervous system. It affects your body. It affects the way we think, the chaos, the confusion, the anger, the apathy, the depression, sadness. All of this is, we're being affected from these energies that have to do with this planet Earth. So I know so many people on my Facebook page are in the hospital. The pain is, they're just screaming in pain, from whether it's lupus, Lyme, RSD, arthritis, neuropathies of all kinds. People are truly physically suffering right now. Their nerves are shot. So I just want to give a prayer for all the people on the planet and the animals, everyone who's suffering in physical pain, for there to please be protection around them so that their nerve endings can heal and them not have such pain and suffering. Thank you. Thank you. I want to please pray. I know we've got 2 minutes left. I want to pray for my brother Robert. He's a business owner. He's just doubled his businesses. He's flying 6 and 7 days a week all around the country. I want to pray for protection for every time he gets an airplane or his vehicle and travels. I want to pray that his blood pressure remains under control, that he gets enough sleep and rest so he doesn't wear himself out. He's feeling a lot of pressure from expanding a business this quickly. There's growing pains. And that he's the kindest, sweetest, funniest, most loyal person you've ever met. He's the kindest, kindest spirit. And I just want to pray for him that he has peace and protection. Thank you. His name's Robert. Thank you all so much. I want to thank you all for coming here every week. If you just come once, if you come every week, whatever. I want to thank you for that because the most powerful energy created is love. And when you sit here and pray for people that you don't even know, you're taking the time out of your busy day to sit here and commune with us and connect with us and join in prayers of health and healing and comfort to people you don't even know. It's almost like the saying that there's no greater gift a man can give than laying down his life for his brother. You're doing that with your prayers for love and support. You're giving of yourself, your time. This is doing nothing but helping the world. The ripple effect is real. And every time you pray with us or pray for anyone at all, you are creating an energy that will never be destroyed. And that is an energy that is helping ease the pain of the world. So please come back anytime you want. The radio show's on Thursday nights, River Spirit Messages. It's the same phone number. It's at 9 o'clock Central, and then on Sunday nights, we have our prayer circle here, 9 o'clock Central. So love you all. Have a great, great week. Thank you so much, Amelia, for being here. I truly appreciate you, and I just want to say I love you. I truly love every one of you. You're loved. You're deeply loved. So goodbye, everybody. Have a great week.
Bless the thief and the children.